Mumford and Sons sounds like a hardware store, but of course is the British band with a huge stateside following. They're out with a follow-up to their breakout album, Sigh No More. We'd play the big track from that album. It's called Little Lion Man, but we can't because of language. So we'll go for some of the new stuff.
Well, I hit home like a stone, and I fell heavy into your arms.
The band's fans have not had to wait to hear the new material. That's because Mumford & Sons makes a practice of playing the new songs at their tour stops as they write them, road testing songs like this one. Two members of the quartet, Marcus Mumford and Ted Duane, join us from Colorado Public Radio in Denver. Welcome to our program.
Oh, well, hi. Thanks.
Hi, Linda.
I must say that I searched for words to try to describe your music, and I found that in things that have been written about you, folk, rootsy, Irish, bluegrass. Can you tell me what you call it?
Well, there are so many things that we can't call ourselves. We definitely can't call ourselves bluegrass, because we're not American. We're not Irish, despite a lot of people's preconceptions. We don't really feel like we were born out of a tradition of folk so much. So really, we just kind of call ourselves a rock band, really.
Just a band. And we're only just that as well. We've never been called a quartet before, though. I really like that.
Tell me about road testing songs. Does that do something to your creative process? I was wondering if you get down to recording them and you take out all the boring bits and...
Yeah, that kind of is the creative process. I think it gives you a lot of confidence when you get in the studio if you've seen how people are going to react to the songs. It's just been the way we always did it. We did it with the first album when we were touring, and they would just sort of grow in front of an audience. It's not like we were sort of treating the audience like guinea pigs or anything. It's just like they're very integral to our process.
Let's listen to the title track from the new album. This is Babel.
I know that time has numbered my days, and I'll go along with everything you say. But I ride home laughing, look at me now, for the walls of my town, they come crumbling down. And my ears hear the call of my unborn sons, and I know that choice is color.
Now tell us about that song and why you chose Babel as the album's title and the track's title.
Originally, it just came from the lyric in the song. And that song has been called Babel since it was first written on a tour bus in Belfast, Ireland.
Obviously, it's a biblical reference. Do biblical references come easily to you, Marcus?
I mean, they're
I'm
intentional.
Thinking you're a preacher's kid, right? PK,
yeah,
as we say in
PK.
The United States.
A PK. Yeah, obviously, they're part of my growing up, so... If you're writing autobiographical songs, it would be unnatural not to reference things that you grew up with in some way. In that way, they do come easily. But you also know that you're going to get asked questions like that.
Uh-huh.
So, obviously. So we talked about it as a band, and using Babel as the title obviously would bring up questions like that.
Press my nose up to the glass around your heart. I should have known I was weaker from the start. You'll build your walls, and I will play my bloody part to tear them down.
They're matters of the heart and sort of spiritual sort of considerations, which I think most human beings have.
Explorative, really.
So, I mean, we're inspired by such a range of things between the four of us. Almost every genre of music has been embraced by one of us at some time, and just about anything can inspire a song.
We have a song from the album which is called Lover's Eyes.
But do not ask the price I paid. I must live with my quiet rage. Tame the ghosts in my head that run wild and wish me dead. Should you shake my ash to the wind? Lord, forget all of my sins. Or let me die where I lie. Neath the curse of my lover's eye.
That's probably as good a song as any to talk about the the sort of distinctive quality of your music, the four-part harmony and all of that. I mean, it doesn't sound like anything else.
That was a key song for the record. That was one of the songs that came together quickest, and when we were recording, sort of sat there quite well. We did a lot of it, that song live. If there was one song that someone had to listen to sort of understand what Mumford & Sons is about from this album, probably that song would be the best one. Like you said, it's got those elements to it.
Well, what do you see as the elements?
The four voices, some sort of a story. We were quite intentional on this record with intimate moments and saving those, and also leaving a bit more space within songs. Songs like Ghosts That We Knew and Reminder, and actually Lover's Eyes, which have like instrumental breaks in them or really intimate moments in them, and not shying away from being quiet as well as from being loud. I think the more we've played, the louder we've got as a band, and so we've had to sort of tame that a little bit, and we wanted to on the record to give a balanced record. Also, when you're playing live, you just need the respite of a quiet song. Otherwise it's just exhausting, you know.
Who's the one with the really deep voice?
That's Ted.
That's probably me, yeah.
On Hopeless Wanderer. Well, let's just listen to a tiny bit of that.
So when your hope's on fire, but you know your desire, don't hold a glass over the flame, don't let your heart grow cold. I will call you by name, I will share.
So, the really deep voice, that's you, Ted?
Mm-hmm.
I bet that's where all the country music references come, because those are the groups that do have somebody singing a really astounding bass.
I think just from the very beginning, we kind of just gave ourselves a lot of rather strange limitations, which have kind of steered the sound in a certain way.
Well, it was also quite coincidental in the way we came together as four dudes, because our voices fit into very specific categories that we needed, and actually it was kind of the bluegrass four-part category. So I'd sing the lead, and then Ben would kind of sing the whatever the fifth above it, and Winston would always sing the country third, and then Ted would go an octave below one of them down on the bottom. So it's quite funny that it just kind of came together like that when we first opened our mouths to sing together in 2007 in a little rehearsal space under a railway track in London.
Hold me fast, 'cause I'm a hopeless wanderer.
Did any of you know each other?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
So you didn't advertise in the London Sunday Times or anything?
No, we didn't, no. I thought Ted was like the most intimidatingly cool person I'd ever met in my life.
And then as you got to know me...
And then I realised that actually that kind of cool is very attainable.
I want to ask you just for one more song. What should it be?
Holland Road.
Yeah.
That was kind of a central song for the record.
Why? Why do you say that?
In about December last year, we got to a point with the record where we had enough songs to release an album right there and then. We felt like it wasn't quite balanced enough. There was darkness to it, a bit too much weight to it, like it was a little too serious and a little too obscure in places lyrically. The boys said to me, can we maybe think about trying to be a bit more direct with lyrics? And I was like, well, yeah, but it means writing new songs. And then Holland Road came about that same week in December. Ben had this chord sequence that I just fell in love with and then wrote some lyrics to it.
So Marcus, do you write most of the lyrics or is that shared work?
Yeah, the majority, but then it's always kind of put through the Mumford & Sons mill. So we all get to, it goes through a second filtration process, you know. We have an open door policy to lyrics and we all throw down, really.
So I was lost. Go count the cars before you go to the Holland Road.
Marcus Mumford and Ted Duane of the band like Mumford and Sons. No, they joined me from Colorado Public Radio. Their new album, Babel, is out this week. Thank you both very much.
Thanks, Linda.
It was fun talking to you.
Die.
you cut me down.
And I will not. You can sample a couple of songs from Mumford & Sons' new album, Babel, at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Rachel Martin returns next week. I'm Linda Wertheimer.